Yashodanandana Bhaja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Bhaja Janaranjana Yamunatira Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopinath, Samakun Radha Kungiri Govardhan Ki, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, New Ramanvati Dham, Samveta Bhaktavinda Ki, Glory Samta Bhakti, Glory Samta Bhakti, All Glory Sri Guru Granga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. te vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Verse 38. Yashavatara karmani Gayanti Hyasmadadayo Nayam Vidanti Tatvena Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha Yashyavatara Karmani Gayanti Hyasmad Adaya Nayam Vidanti Tatvena Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha Yashyavatara Karmani Gayanti Hyasmad Adaya Yam Vidanti Tatvena Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Yasyavatara Karmani Gayanti Hyasmadadaya Tasmai Bhagavate Namaha. Yasyavatara Karmani Gayanti Hyasmadadaya Bhagavate Namaha Yashyavatara Karmani Gayanti Yasmadaya Gayanti Yasmadadaya Incarnation. Karmani. Activities. Gayanti. Chant and glorification. He. Indeed. Asmat Adaya. Persons like us. Na. Do not. Yam. Whom. Vidanti. No. Tatvena. 10% as he is. Tasmai. Unto him. Bhagavate. unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Namaha. Respectful obeisances. Translation. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnation's activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be fully known as he is. Purport. It is said that the transcendental name, form, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia, personality, etc., cannot possibly be perceived by the gross materialistic senses. But when the senses are purified by the process of hearing, chanting, remembering, and worshiping the lotus feet of the holy deity, etc., the Lord reveals himself proportionately to the advancement of, of the quality of devotional service. Ye yatamam prabhadyante. One should not expect the Lord to be an order-supplying agent who must be present before us as soon as we desire to see him. We must be ready to undergo the prescribed devotional duties following the path shown by the predecessors in the disciplic succession from Brahma, Narada, and similar authorities. As the senses are progressively purified by bona fide devotional service, the Lord reveals his identity according to the spiritual advancement of the devotee. But one who is not in the line of devotional service can hardly perceive him simply by calculations and philosophical speculations. Such a hard worker can present a jugglery of words before an audience, but can never know the Supreme Personality of God in his personal feature. The Lord has clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one can know him only by devotional service. No one can know the Lord by any puffed up material process of challenge, but the humble devotee can plead the Lord by his earnest devotional activities. Thus, the Lord reveals himself proportionately before the devotee. Lord Brahma, therefore, offers his respectful obeisances as a bona fide spiritual master and advises us to follow the process of Shravana Kirtan. Simply by this process, or simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the activities of the Lord's incarnations, one can certainly see within himself the identity of the Lord. We have already discussed this subject in Volume 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with this verse. Tatshadadana munayu jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmana bhaktya shruta grahitayo. The conclusion is that one cannot know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully by any method, but he can be seen and felt partially by devotional service process of hearing, chanting, etc. Omagyan tamarandasya gyananjana shalaka chakshunamalitam jainatasmai shigravenuma shri chaitanya manabhishtam tapitam jainabhutale vayam rupakatam hayam dadati sabadantikam vandeham shigara shri utavatakamalam shigurum vaishnavam shashi rupam sarvirattam hagana raganatam mitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam bari jana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalika Shri Vishakamitam Sa Manchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Who's there? Maybe we can put that purport up since Prabhupada's directly saying here that he's given this already. I read the purport, but I didn't think of bringing, maybe you could flash it. What? No, the purport of the one mentioned here, touch it on a 1-2-12. What? 1-2-12, anyway, it's not necessary, but since it's mentioned, I just thought it's more or less Prabhupada saying here, we exclusively talked about this subject. Although it's not exactly the same subject, somehow or other Prabhupada was inspired by that verse. He could have mentioned 10 million. Okay, so since he didn't even give really the English here, so we'll do that. Somebody want to read that off the board?
Seriously, in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti.
Okay. Let's see how long the prayer is. Not that long, but it's interesting. Absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord, Vasudev, or the personality of God, who is the full-fledged absolute truth, Brahman. His transcendental bodily effulgence and Paramatma is partial representations. So this thing is always hammered in, these three aspects. Realization of the absolute truth is but a partial realization. There are four different types of human beings: the karmis, jnanis, yogis, devotees. The karmis are materialistic, whereas the other three are transcendental. Actually, I just read a reference. Prabhupada said that Maya bodies are mundane. So it depends. Mayavada philosophy is completely mundane because they don't have anything to talk about. They can only say, aham brahmasmi. So you get tired of that, aham brahmasmi. Actually, they do. They have many things. They read various Sanskrit writings, but it probably was, it's a private joke, inside spiritual joke. So the second class transcendentalists, who he's talking about, they're partially realized. And of course, then there's the yogis. What's the last part? Focus of the Absolute Person, as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, the Supreme Personality is realized by devotional service. So he's saying that in this purport as well. You can see why he would cite this verse. Okay. What else does it say? We can read it there. Devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge combined with detachment from material association, which is fixed by oral reception of the Vedanta Shruti. So this purport, keep going. Three classes of devotees, first, second, keep going. And he's talking about the three classes of devotees. So many things are in this purport. Remember, these books came on the Jaladuta. Prabhupada wrote them in Vrindavan, maybe sometimes in Delhi a little bit. He wrote here and there. And so he's cramming a lot of things in there, in his books, in the first canto. Not detached from material association, but who are simply attracted by the preliminary process, worshiping the deity in the temple. They're called Prakrita. So there's a reference here to the 11th canto, which is described by the Navayogendras, that Acharyam Avahari Pujam Yashradhayehite Natad Bhakteshu Chanyeshu. So Bhakta Prakrita Smita. Those who simply worship the deity. No, we're trying to get to that point where we simply worship the deity. But he's specifically pointing out, because from the beginning, Prabhupada introduced deity worship, not very beginning, but at least the Jagannath came. But at the same time, he was encouraging preaching, prachar, achar, and not only worshiping the deity, one who simply worships the deity. That's... material devotees are more attached to material benefit than to transcendental profit. Therefore, one has to make definite progress from the position of material devotional service to second class. In the second class position, a devotee can see four principles, which we just mentioned. Balisheshu, that's the other verse, isn't it? Balisheshu dvishasu cha, prema maitri kipa upeksha. Those four things. It's two verses, or three verses actually, in the 11th. Huh? Oh, yeah. So that the other verse is describing Ishvare tad adineshu. Balisheshu dvishasu cha. Prabhupada extensively describes that in many lectures besides. The second class platform, and the third class is there also. So just to say that second class platform, Prabhupada wanted everyone to come to this platform. Prema Maitri Kipo Peksha. Yakaroti Samadhyama. So the Madhyam platform He has to see these things. Ishvara, that's Krishna. Adineshu means those who are what? The devotees. They consider themselves very humble, as it's stated here by Lord Brahma. We don't think that Brahma is second class, but he's considering himself that he doesn't know. If you read Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto, Jananta eva janantu kim bahuk janame prabho. I think this is one of the last prayers. Or is it in there? Is it one of the last ones? Jananta eva janantu kim bahuk janame prabho. Was it Vaibhisho Nagochara? Manaso, by his mind, by his words, and his thinking activity, he cannot understand. But he says, there are people who say that. Just imagine he's Lord Brahma. You have to laugh. But he is very humble because he just had this great pastime with Krishna, the coward boys that he was. Not many people get a chance to steal and hide all the coward boys. But he was, by his mystic power, Mahayana, he was put into illusion. He tried to put Krishna in some illusion, but he was put into illusion. There's one verse at the end like that. So, but in this prayer, one of his prayers, and there's like 40-something prayer. Janantu. Antu means let them think this way. Let them think that they know. Those who say they know God. You can say like that. That's okay. But for myself, I don't know. So that's in line with this mood of this verse. Janantu eva janantu. And this is the mood of the Vaishnavas. They try not to become too puffed up. Actually, we're meant to become Chinadapi Sanichena Chorodapi Sanichena. Very humble by chanting. There's a nice reference here. When I started reading this, 1-2, reading 1-1-1-2, and you go back and you see all the knowledge, all the realization and that Prabhupada put into this purports. And what's in there? Yashyavataro Bhutanam, Chaimayacha Bhavayacha. So the avatar has already been questioned by the sages in Naimisharanya. There are six main, we call questions, but actually sometimes they're like statements in Sanskrit, I guess. But to make it simple, we say there's questions. They're questions. They are questions. So one of them, especially two of them, more than one, refer to the avatars. Please explain the avatars. Yasya avatara bhutanam. Because whatever you're going to speak is meant for everybody. Uttama shloka charitam chikara bhagavan. These gayanti, to speak gayanti sadhava. You find that verse again in the first canto. Gayanti sadhava, whatever. Even if we speak it imperfectly, because the devotee doesn't think he's speaking so perfectly. Although we say it's perfect. But even if it's imperfect, Prabhupada invoked that verse. What is that verse? Even said, spoken. What? Tad bhaga sargo janataga vipavo yasmin pati shlokam abhadavatyapi. Abhadavatyapi means said imperfectly. What is the rest? Namanya natasya hatat. What? Yashonkitani yat. Kautama shloka, chintanti gayanti, grinanti sarva. So Prabhupada was praying or presenting himself as not perfect, just like Lord Brahma. So therefore he invoked this verse, which is a quote from Narad Muni. Shrinvanti gayanti, the same word as you. Shrinvanti gayanti, spoken. And Kunti Devi uses this gayanti also saying, even if others are doing it, whether we chant or others are doing it, we take pleasure in that. You see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking with Ramananda Roy, but he's questioning. He's not acting like the Supreme Personality, like Arjuna is questioning Krishna like that. He's papanam, he's fully surrendered, that I am, what does he say, illusions. Samudha Chaitaha in Bhagavad Gita's second chapter. So we should think like that, we're bewildered, please. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself to these Mayavadis. So we assume the Mayavadis, they're not so humble, Prabhupada said that. So when he was speaking in Benares, he also spoke very humbly. My guru guru more murka deki kare shashan. He shashan means that my guru chastised me, shashan, that you tomar vedanta nahika vedanta adhikar. You know, because they were also, that's what they do. They study the Vedanta, Sharirik Bhash especially. This is the commentary by Shankaracharya. So Bhagavatam, we understand, is the actual commentary on Vedanta. In fact, not in this purport we just read. I think, did we finish it? Third question, but keep going, scroll down. One of the purports here where Prabhupada says that a serious student who's very sincere will study Vedanta. We finished the purport? This purport. Such a devotee must be representative of Sukadeva Goswami, preach the cult. Either in this purport, the sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. Keep going. Keep going down. I want to see this. Where it is. Here it is. See? A sincere devotee must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literature like the Upanishad, Vedanta, and other literature left by previous authorities or Goswamis for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literature, one cannot make actual progress. And without hearing, so Prabhupada's trying to, you know, Prabhupada's coming and like, when Prabhupada was there, he would keep everybody on this Majjhima platform just by his sheer power, you know, Uttamadhikari. He wasn't thinking he's Uttamadhikari, but by Prabhupada's presence. So there he's telling right there, because sometimes we hear an argument that, well, we only read Prabhupada's books, we're very strict. But here he's saying that the Prabhupada, if you see some of the memories, and Prabhupada himself said that he wanted to translate Vedanta Sutra himself and put purports like that, and different Upanishads, and so many books. And he wanted to redo Bhagavad Gita with different commentaries. Pradyumna was speaking like that in his memories because he had a lot of association as far as translating. And somebody said, but Prabhupada, you did Gita. Oh, he said, but you can do so many purports on Gita. Because every time Prabhupada would give a class on a verse, it wouldn't be exactly the same what he read. He would just read that and then speak more. So this is like, it's unlimited. This is another thing the sages are saying. Vayam tu navatripyama uttama shloka lilaya. They say, we never get tired of hearing tripyama. We're never satisfied. We want to hear more and more. So the devotee, like on the level, high level of Prabhupada, he can speak more and more different purports every time, give something different. And here it, satshadadana means shraddha, shadanvato nushunaya. According to this enthusiasm, shadadana shivivar dhamanam, gyanavairagya yuktaya. What are we after here? This verse describes it, gyanavairagya yuktaya. How do we get there? We're after knowledge and detachment, and we get there by bhaktya shuddha grihitaya, bhakti, but the bhakti is sustained by shuddha grihitaya, hearing, and Prabhupada says hearing Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad. Actually, when you see Upanishad, you see that the Vedanta Sutra, it's given, I think we're hearing a lecture of Prabhupada just recently, that it's given a little code, but Prabhupada was describing, I think in yesterday's lecture on Sunday that Kanpur had, right? You're analyzing that. So in that lecture, he was specifically talking that Vedanta Sutra is a very amazing, wonderful thing, but then we read Bhagavata, because it says there that janmadyasyataha, that's all. Janmadyasyataha. What is that? Unless you study Sanskrit and Upanishads, just Sanskrit's not enough. You have to study Upanishads. Vedanta Sutra, sutras are codes, eloquently spoken, but there's a seed in there and it has to be expanded. So, but unless you're familiar with what the seeds are representing, what those little codes represent, you have to be completely familiar with the Upanishads. Fortunately for us, we don't have to study all the Upanishads, but it's been taken out, put Vedanta Sutra, and then given Bhagavatam. Of course, certain Baladeva Jubhushan, a great, 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 unbelievable scholar who studied all of Jiva Goswami exhaustively, probably better than anybody. he was able to present this and defeat the Ramanandis. They challenged the whole Sampradaya. They said, okay, you guys, you have your deity, you have this Radharani, we don't accept Radharani, what is this? We don't know what this is. But he was able to come from Vrindavan on the order of Vishwanath Chakravarti, his Shiksha Guru, who was old. He didn't want to go. He said, yeah, you can explain it. But who could explain that? Only Baladev Vidyabhushan. And so he presented it. And he came up with this Govinda Bhasha purports to his transcendental Vaishnava purports, citing so many things. It impressed them so much, they had to relinquish the worship. They're saying, you Gaudiyas, you want to worship this deity here, and it's in Jaipur, near Jaipur. You can't do because this and this. They had their own pundits. So we have to be very learned. We cannot do it, but Baladev Vidyabhushan. Even now, some people are saying, oh, why do you call yourself the Madhvas? If someone challenges you from another Sampradaya, why is that? Then you have to cite Baladev, you have to cite so many things, arguments, the same arguments over again. So we have to be familiar. Different discussions are there in the Bhagavatam, like where the Yama Dutas are challenging the Vishnu Dutas. Oh, wait a minute, this guy is destined to go to hell. Then there's big discussion. And Prabhupada in the purport says, so one should be familiar with this philosophy. Not that many times he would say, we don't only sell the book. Selling the book is great, but first save yourself. If someone says, hey, do you know what's in this book? Look at this, this is a weird language. Can you say anything about it? You have to be able to say what it is. I mean, a lot of us don't go out selling books, but those who sell books, they have to be prepared. Of course, nowadays, just selling so many books, it's like inconceivable, some people. So one should know what is the philosophy, not that, I only sell the book. I don't know this philosophy. So here it's stressing Jnana Vairagya. Vairagya Vijja Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartam Eka Purusha Pran. Mahaprabhu has made it more easy. Kova Bhagavatastasya. All these verses come up in the first canon. How one gets the realization. How does he get the Gyan in Vairagya? He has to associate. Who wouldn't do it? It says there. Sutta Goswami. Or the sages will say, Kova Bhagavatastasya Punya Shloka Jakamana. Shuddhi Kamana Shunya Dyasha Kali Malapa. They were there to do this yajna, thousand-year yajna. They knew this Kali Yuga, we have the yajna, and big yajna. They said, oh, the smoke is going in our eyes. You know, we don't know what to do. So their Sutta Goswami said, what are you talking about? Don't you know? So he gave. How intelligent Sukadev is, Sutta Goswami, that they know this thing, you know, like in their head, can present the entire Bhagavatam and add his own slokas. So how many, raise hands, how many people can do it? Can't do it. But, so we're dependent so much on these acharyas that on our own, Janant, I don't know anything. So we have to surrender, tam papanam, and pasyanti, then he can see. Otherwise, Sukadeva describes in the beginning of the second canon, we read it, he's napashyati, yapashyati sapa, napashyati. He's seeing but not seeing. So the materialistic persons are seeing. And also mentions in this purport, or one of these here, that just by doing the duties and doing everything doesn't mean we automatically demand it. Okay, I did my sadhana, now I will get realization. That doesn't happen. Prabhupada, many times the acharyas quote, Tanun Svam, that he picks somebody, it's up to Krishna. Vivinate Tanun Svam, this is, I think, Upanishad verse, that don't think just by your activity. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyastha. This verse is cited also. Bhaktyamam, I can only be known by bhakti. Ekaya grahya. Nasadyati mam yogo. Krishna is quoting to Uddhava so many verses. There's many verses in 11th canto. We read them throughout the purports in these books, but then so much nectar in that 11th canto. How many chapters does Krishna speak to Uddhava? 28 or something? 27 or 8 chapters, not just verses. Boom, boom, boom. And so we have in the 14th chapter, sometimes it's bewildering because there's so much nectar in those verses. Nasadyati mam yoga, nasankyam dharma uddhava. Nasvadyashta pastyago bhakti mamorji. Mamorjita. Yata only by bhakti. And he mentions all those things that don't satisfy. If you do them alone, of course you do them, we do them automatically. Asvadhyaya tapasatyaga, tapa. If you just do some tapa or tyag, just detachment, those things on their own are like decorations on a dead body. In another verse it said like that. But Krishna says, nasadhyati, sadhyati means to be under control. Mam yoga, dharma, just by doing dharma. Sukadev talks about that in the beginning, also the second canon. Not by simply doing dharma, not by simply, again, he says so many times those things. He's quoting, he's actually, Krishna is doing, saying the same thing. So the acharyas, they bring the same, Prabhupada said his only credit was that he brought the Bhagavatam. But he brought the Bhagavatam. Who was bringing Bhagavatam? Maybe you could go to some Sanskrit library in 3 or 4 universities in the United States. You might find a Srimad Bhagavatam, and then you'll have to learn Sanskrit and read it. And what will you do on your own? So therefore, probably distributing, okay, here it is. He brought it with him on the boat. He's the acharya. And here, Brahma is speaking to Narada. Narada is a representative of bhakti. And Narada is enlightening Prahlad, enlightening Dhruva Maharaj, enlightening everybody on the way. And we had the first canto. Narada. He's always there. He's describing. Even he got to hear Krishna, see a glimpse. And Krishna said, but now you can't see me. You have to become pure. So he's showing what kind of strength one has to have. That, okay, even Ashlishyava Padaratam. Similar, Lord Chaitanya said. Ashlishyava Padaratam. You may embrace me or kick me down with your feet. It doesn't matter. Ashlishyava Padaratam Panashkamama Darshan. Darshanam. I don't get darshan of Krishna. Oh, you came to the temple, you didn't get darshan of Krishna? Still not seeing. Govamangala Thakur, he was materially, his eyes, he poked them out, but still he was seeing. Divya Kishore Murti, so material eyes, you don't see Krishna. But Govamangala Thakur is describing in detail, so many details, all the details of Krishna. What is that verse we were quoting a few weeks ago? Deva, Deva, Deva. Jaya, Jaya. It's a wonderful verse. One of them from the Dovamangala Thakur. Jaya, Jaya, David, David. And he says, Mano Nayana Amrita Avatar. Mano Nayana. He says, you're the avatar. It says here, avatar. So, Mano Nayana Amrita. Nayana means the eyes. And the mind. Mano, mind. Mano na, Nayana Amrita. And then he's full nectar. Amrita. So Govamangala Thakur, he is seeing, and not only seeing, but he wrote in these amazing verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing daily with Govamangala Thakur verses and quoting. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's quoting Govamangala Thakur again and again. So this is the nectar. And so Mahaprabhu has come, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He is the embodiment of Vairagya Vidya. He performed all his leelas as Nimai Pandit, even conquering Prakashananda, even conquering Sarvabhauma, Keshav Kashmiri, the greatest Pandit. No one will stand up to him, not even for a second. He went to South India, no one even hardly knows. He had one servant, but we hear a little bit. Even though head pujaris in Sri Rangam, worshipping for hundreds of generations, thousands of years, they're worshipping Vishnu, still he converted those. Gopal Bhakta, and his father, uncle, two uncles, father, Venkata Bhakta, and Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Prabodhananda Saraswati became obsessed. Of course, he's one of the Tanga Vidya Gopi, but he writes Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Puri loves to hear, which Tava, what's that one? Did you memorize that one yet? Brahma Katha. Vimukta Paravi, speaking of impersonal talking, it's just kala kala kala, what is it, verse, line? Kala kala, just a big noise. Kala kala is a big noise. The my bodies are speaking something, but it just sounds like noise, Prabodhananda Saraswati says in Chaitanya Chandramita. As long as one doesn't get the association, what's the last line? Gochara. Tava. Sri Chaitanya. Loud, loud. Padambuja. Priyajana. Something gochara. Priyajana. Those who are very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if one doesn't get the association of such a person, he'll have to be, again, always stuck in this. Yavana Drigotra. Drigotra, I mean, he sees, gets the association of such a person. So we're very fortunate we're getting the association of such persons. Anytime we open Bhagavatam, we get the purport. Bhairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Sarvabhoma's there. He's speaking, glorifying Rupa Goswami. All those persons are there. We get association. Because that's being stressed in these verses. Gyanavairagya Yuktaya. So Mahaprabhu has gave the made easy process. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. His own. Nija Bhakti Yoga means his own Bhakti Yoga. He came and gave it. But there's only a few little catches. Prabhupada said, all these small things. Vishaya. Vishama Vishaya Vishaya Satataka. One has to give up sense gratification and become detached. Not artificially, but by this chanting, then one, like when Prabhupada was here, you know, Prabhupada had a great taste. When the Acharya comes, he shows by example. If Prabhupada had come and simply given books and did nothing else, that would be great also. But he actually performed the activities, like Mahaprabhu. He performed all the activities, showed complete detachment, even in his household life. Mahaprabhu was speaking of the Prakriti Bhakta. So did he worship deities? He tried. Sometimes people would question, oh, Nimai, you don't have deity. No, but actually he couldn't worship deity because he was crying. crying so much his cloth would become soaked. So he gave up worshiping. When Mahaprabhu came and saw Jagannath, he fainted. Those guards, those chokidars, whatever they are, in Puri Temple, they thought he was just some, had no idea who he was. He's just lying there. This is not permitted that you simply, were you sleeping? What is this guy? Did he die? Let's pick him up and see. We don't know what he's doing. He's seeing, he is original Krishna. He's seeing Krishna. Of course he's seeing Krishna. Ah, Jaga. He couldn't even say the word Jagannath. He was choking. Gadgadaya vacha. Choking. So he's showing the example. Is he thinking, oh, I'll just show the example? Not exactly, but he's so ecstatic, running off into the ocean. So we're not told to follow that. Mahaprabhu, he floated in the ocean, and he went to Konark. Konark is the sun temple. It's like something like 20 miles from Puri. So if we faint unconscious in the ocean, I don't know how long we'll last. I know I went in the ocean in Hawaii and nearly drowned. One time, I mean, we went many times, but at least one time, there's an undertow, especially in Puri, there's also undertow. So devotees were freaking out. But Srirupa Damodar was so most intelligent, he said, come on. And they kept walking. Imagine 20 miles on the beach, that's not a short walk. You're walking like the whole night, really, you know. They're probably walking fast. He said, no, let's go, boom, and they're all following, and they're all crying, where's Mahaprabhu, where's Mahaprabhu? Finally, he showed up in the net of the fishermen. But so we can't imitate this Mahabhav, hardly anything we can imitate. But he's showing the example. Shikaimu, Bhaktabhav, he takes the form of the Bhakta. And so we're the Bhaktas. We simply, just by hearing about it, again and again, become detached. Oh, they become so attractive, then we want to give up any mundane thing in this material. Vishayavinivartam te niraharasya. Rasavarjam sopyasya. Param drishtanavartam. So if we see this param, we hear and see param dish, then we get a higher taste, rasa, of this taste of hearing about It's described how the Kumaras were speaking with Prithvi Maharaj. Munayo, Mukachuto, Mukachuto, the saffron particles that flow out of the mouth of the pure devotees. So when one hears it, it awakens the sleeping entities. So that's why these pastimes are called Uttama Sloka or Punya Sloka, especially Uttama Sloka, because they're beyond the darkness, out of this material world. There's nothing material about it. So Uttama Sloka Gananavada. What is the last one? Ka Uttama Sloka. Huh? Puman Virajeta Binaposhugna. So we should think, Puman Virajeta, it says, only if one is a butcher or he's killing him, his own self. He's not after his self-benefit, self-realization. So I should think, oh, I'm killing myself every time I'm attracted to some mundane thing. So the more we hear the shastra, the shlokas, they play in our head. Prabhupada said, oh, as soon as you think you're the controller, you're a fool. So every day, every minute, we're thinking we're controlling something, we're enjoying. We try to be the enjoyer. Bogaishraya prasaktanam prasaktaya prahita chayarita. Every verse, pati shloki pati akshare, nana artakaya. There's so much meaning, unlimited meaning in every syllable. And so if it's going in our head, just drilling. This is really what the program is about, to chant Hare Krishna. Another verse given early in the first canto is that one about apana sanchatin gauran yan nama vivishogranan tatak sad yo vimucheta. You want vimucheta means liberation, take to the holy name. It's kind of ecstatic because Sutta Goswami is just immediately injecting this shloka. He's speaking so many things and he says, oh, take to the holy name. Even fear personified rule is afraid of that, the holy name. Well, how do you do that? Oh, you have to take shelter of the pure devotees who are on the level. Okay, so any discussion? Questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. We heard that Krishna reveals himself in proportionally to our efforts. But it seems Krishna is, well, it's weighted more on Krishna's side because he takes 10 steps towards us for every step, right? Like that?
Yeah, it's said like that. Yeah, oh, the weighting is on his side.
Yeah.
Krishna says he doesn't... he doesn't have any upachayo. There's 111th canto verses. He doesn't increase or decrease according to... he interacts with us, that's a fact, but... And he, as Mahaprabhu, he's feeling great compassion. Jivir deg duki, just like Vasudev Dutt. When I see the miseries, then he tells Mahaprabhu, Jivir duk deki mora hridaya bidure, my heart is breaking. And Mahaprabhu is... His heart is breaking when he sees such great devotees. And he's also crying. He's asking Haridas Thakur, what is that verse? I don't see how, na dekia, amar duk, mora duk apar. I have unlimited misery when I see that they're killing cows, go Brahman, these demons. So he's feeling that as Mahaprabhu, but you have to see which vichar is that, which way is he seeing. So yeah. He's interacting at the same time. He doesn't need anything. He's Ananda Chinmaya Rasa in Goloka. But he's expanding in his avatar form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing this example of compassion. And his devotees are very great compassion. Vasudev Dutt, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, is such great devotees, and so many of them. Kaviraj Goswami many times says, I cannot enumerate such great devotees. I'm only giving, he mentions 50 or something. He says, but I can't say there's so many. So.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, could you give an example of Lord Chaitanya quoting Bilva Mangala Thakur?
Quoting?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, the best example is in CC chapter 2, Ecstatic Transformations, the several verses are quoted there, the ones that at least... Huh?
No,
There's a famous verse that Prabhupada would quote that I said one line, but he's giving the rest.
English?
Okay. Bhaktis twice tiratara means when I develop. Of course, he had developed it, definitely, Bhava Mangala. He couldn't write this shlokas without that. But he's saying, when I, meaning when you, when we develop steady bhakti, bhakti-shtir-tara-tara, Bhagavan yadi syat, to Bhagavan, what's the next line? Daivena, palati, dibhikashura-murti. Then you will see the divine form of Krishna. Mukti, he quoted many times, mukti? Mukti mukulatanjali sevate sman dharmartha kama gatayo samikshan. Dharmartha kama gatayo patikshan. That this dharma, artha, economic development, religiosity, liberation, they're rolling on the floor. Mukulatanjali means, anjali is like when your hands are like this, and begging, please look at me, please look at me. I give me some attention, but devotee doesn't care anything for that, like the straw on the street, or just a dust particle. That's what Bilba Mangala Thakur was saying. So that's the most famous one that Prabhupada would quote. It's in, I'm pretty sure it's there in the CC. It's in, that's a famous one. But there's 100 in, say, in the, what's that collection of that book? Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita. And then he also wrote so many other things, a few other things, a great, I mean.
Who's the author of Krishna Karnamrita?
Bill Mangala.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty advanced. The one I was quoting is there's many thing details about Radharani and Amunya Danyani Dinantarani. That one is also, I think, that Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Kaviraj Swami quotes it in, I think it's called The Ecstatic Manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhya, second chapter. Amun, I don't know, these days and nights. Avalokanam, without seeing you, I cannot live. So we're not on that platform. This is like Mahabhava platform, Radharani. Anything else? Okay, I have to go somewhere, actually. I'm not taking any more questions.